T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Thanks to everybody out there helping us today with the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Banks, college pro teams reaching out. In particular, the Pirates have really helped this show, the 10 a.m. show today, a lot. We've raised over almost 200,000 meals here is what we're homing in on, and that's where we're going to get to. Our sponsors have been amazing. Spitzer Toyota, Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Wiggle Whiskey, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, Dollar Bank. This hour sponsor, Boutte, Bevington, and Nichols. Big shout out to them. And here's the incentive this hour. One person this hour who donates $50 plus will win. Ever want a big cut out of yourself, kid, or a friend? A big cutout, I should say. Our friends at Printscape will make that happen for you. In other words, it's a giant cutout of yourself, your child, maybe a friend, somebody. And Printscape will make that happen for you. $50 plus minimum. And one person will get that at the end of the hour. We had somebody step up with 900 meals donated last hour. This is a big hour for us. We want to crush the 200,000 meal mark. And we're going to do it. And Paul, why don't you tell everybody who's going to help us do it?
Well, one guy that is on the line has been one of our biggest supporters over the last 2 or 3 years is Tim Candido from Candido's Pizza. We call him Joe Pizza Tim because he obviously owns a pizza shop. Tim, you've been an incredible supporter of this over the last 3 or 4 years. In fact, that's how you and I became friends. Well, I was going to say, was it 2 or 3 years? I think it might have been 3 years ago when you donated the money to buy a foursome of golf with me, Joe, and we played at Ogle Bay, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. Yeah, we did. We had a great time. Yeah.
We did, Tim. You were better than me, but then everybody's better than me.
Joe, I remember playing with you. You hit the heck out of that driver, so keep it up. I heard you had some birdies yesterday, so look forward to playing with you again.
Right. Well, Tim, the thing about this whole Feed the Need drive, and, you know, it's funny, as I think we still owe you like 2 rounds from last year's, if I'm not mistaken, Joe.
Yeah, I think
we
do, but we'll get it done.
Doran and I owe him one, and I think you and I owe him one.
All right.
So we still owe him 2 from last year, and he's back again donating again this year, aren't you?
Well, I want to win that 1 hour with. I definitely choose your show, you guys, Joe and Paul, and I'd love to join you. So I hope I'm fortunate enough maybe to get that drawing. I don't know. You never know. So
We would love that. Here's how here's how they can get involved here. And remember, $1 provides 3 meals. Just $1. Text need NEED to 50155. That's 50155. Go to the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center. That's another way to do it at 937thefan.com if you're online. Call 412-663-5664. That's 663-5664. There's many different ways to get involved. We have the Champions Board out here. You commit to $11 per month, and you'll have a chance to win Pirate tickets. Plus, you'll get your name up on the board.
Well, Tim, I was going to ask Tim, why do you participate? Why is it so important for you to participate in this Feed the Need every year?
Well, you know, Paul, my parents, when I was 5 years old, were separated. So me and my mom were not very well off. So we depended on the food bank when I was a kid. So I'm now 56. Actually, today is my birthday, 56, and I live on the other side of the coin now, so I'm able to give back. So I take that seriously, and I enjoy to do it. I see how it helps people, and we're blessed to be able to do so. So that's what we try to do.
Happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah.
You should treat Paul and I to a round of golf for your birthday.
Hey, I'm in. I'm in.
Well, I think. Are you going to celebrate with Joe? They have a 30-inch pizza at this place.
Yeah, 30-inch, yeah.
30-inch pizza.
It's wait, where is the place again? Where's
Elwood
it located?
City. Elwood City. Candido's Pizza. It's a 30-inch. It's the biggest pizza I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a big one, yeah.
What's the main golf course out there?
We could go to Connaughton or we could go to Old Stonewall. That's
old,
right here in
Old
backyard.
Stonewall's. Old Stonewall's awesome.
Yes.
Why don't we arrange that, a golf round, and then a bunch of pizza? Let's do that.
That sounds like a plan, Joe. I'd love to do it.
Why don't you hang on the line with my friend Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, and let's set a date. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you.
I'll bring my stepson's moving back to Pittsburgh with his wife, Abby. She's a Flyers fan, but we're going to forgive her for that. And she's a Philly fan all the way around, and we're going to set this up, and maybe Michael can come out with me, you, and Paul, and we'll stuff ourselves with pizza, and we'll play lots of golf.
I appreciate that. Sounds like a plan.
All right, man.
Thank you so much. Yep. Thank you, guys.
Paul, he's what a guy.
Oh, I know. It's funny. Like I said, last year he did two different hours. He donated money so that he could win the foursomes. And he also donated during the warm-thon this year. So I think we owe him like three rounds of golf, Joe. From all of these radiothons.
Let's do it. We need to start making out a golf calendar. We have Greg Gattuso at Saratoga Springs,
mm-hmm,
is it?
Mm-hmm.
Who else did we talk about last week where we have to go?
Someone up at the Card Castle said we were going to go somewhere with them.
Right. And then the guy from Greene County Country Club.
Yes. We got to get that on the schedule.
That.
Yes.
We're going to make a whole summer schedule of golf and pizza. People really coming through, and this is the hour to do it. This is the hour to do it. Let's get to 200,000 meals before the end of the hour. So far, let's see, the last time Brian Gulish came in here, what were we up to, Sean? 100?
Was it 154?
154, yeah, and that was before we got like 1,000 meals from one person. So we can do this. You can do this. You're the ones who are doing it. 93.7thefan.com online. You can do it that way. You can do it by texting NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155 or call 412-663-5664. Chris Hoke going to join us at the bottom of the hour here. And then Brian Gulish will come in with the big announcement at 1:39 of where we are with the meals. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And, of course, social media's biggest loser, Malzi, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I want to tell you about some things going on with FanDuel and baseball. Grand slam, no hitters, double plays, they're back. No better place to get in on the action than MLB and everything happening there. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can start the MLB season with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 you can use to bet on money lines, totals, strikeouts, homers, you name it, or combine your bets in a same-game parlay for a chance at an even bigger payout, all on an app that's safe, secure, easy to use. The local club early with the likes of Mitch Keller. I wonder where Jared Jones is going to fit in on the rotation. Keep an eye on that and go there. The rest of the rotation, maybe not so much right now. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. That's FanDuel.com/Starkey to join today. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fifty-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. This is the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. People stepping up left and right here. Just incredible generosity as we approach 200,000 meals provided. This hour's incentive is... And we've had a bunch of these, including one to lead the show was to play golf with Zeiss and I, which should be interesting. Another one was to come in and join the show for a day, or a show of your choice for the day. This hour, one person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a giant cutout of themselves, maybe one of their kids, a friend, whatever the case may be. Our friends at Printscape will make that happen for you. So somebody among the 50 plus dollar donors is going to get that prize. And here's how you can get involved and make a donation. Remember that $1 equals 3 meals provided. So whatever you can give is very, very appreciated. Text NEED to 50155. Call 412-663-5664. That's 663-5664. Or go to our Metropolitan Window Company online donation center at 937 The Fan. Any of that will work. And now we bring on... Oh, first I want to tell you this. And one of you can imitate Ron Cook during this. And I miss Ron desperately. And I might see him Friday night. And Chris Hoke is waiting on the hotline. It is What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Mr. Reuter. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-REUTER2. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. Rain throughout the day, a high of 55. Dr. Hoke, we appreciate you joining us, man. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Listen, if the giant cutout was of you, I think you'd raise much more money than $50. I just say if the cutout of Joe Starkey, you might get 3-4 times that.
At least, maybe $1 trillion. Hokey, you've been a man who has given a lot to the community. We led the show today by talking about how sometimes the jerks in sports get the headlines, but there's way more good people, and sometimes even the jerks do good things for the community. But you've been a guy who's both a really good guy and someone who has charity work close to your heart. Yes.
There's no question about it. And listen, I mean, Pittsburgh's been such a great city to me. It's been a wonderful place for me to raise my family. You know, not just in the 11 years that I played for the Steelers, but after I retired. And so any opportunity I can give back to the community. And, you know, I've done a lot of with the Pittsburgh Food Bank. I've done a lot with them over the years. And so I think it's just awesome that you guys are highlighting them and Feed the Need, because there are so many people, Joe, that
that need help right now. There are a lot of people that are struggling, and anything that we can do to help them would be a blessing for them.
You know, you're a father. I mean, you obviously have kids, and I was talking with Joe about this. You know, it's amazing if you think about, you know, having to, if the number of people that have to look at their kids and basically say, listen, we don't have anything to eat today. I mean, I couldn't imagine. I mean, I raise kids, and I couldn't imagine having that kind of a day.
I couldn't either, Paul. And the reality is that's happening far too often. You got to look at your kids. And not only is it difficult because you really don't have anything to give your kids to eat at dinner or next morning for breakfast, but it is also a shot to you, who you are as a man, as a woman, if it's a man, you know, a mom or dad saying that. And so there's a lot that you're dealing with. And so any time that the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank can help and provide those meals. I mean, the sad thing is a lot of our kids go to school with kids that come to school without having breakfast in the morning. That's just a reality, and it's sad to think of. And so it's wonderful that you guys are putting your money and your time where your mouth is and really highlighting this and asking for donations, even if you have to sell a golf outing with Joe Starkey. You got to do it.
That's great. I know we're scraping at times, but we're getting it done here. Parents telling the Greater Community Food Bank that they're skipping meals so their kids can eat, which is just what you guys were talking about. Seniors saying that while they used to stretch their prescriptions to afford food, they're now not filling their prescriptions at all. So again, a way to get involved here and to donate, to help, is text NEED to 50155. Call 412-663-5664. And then the third way you could do it is by going online, the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center, 937thefan.com. Hokey, we could also talk a little bit of football here. And what about, you were a defender.
Yep.
So I want to hear about the hip drop tackle. Are they going to be able to judge what one is? This is going to be banned next year. What if this had happened while you were playing? How would you feel?
Well, it's difficult, right? It's challenging. How are you going to officiate this, Joe? I mean, really, when you look at this, I mean, it's all subjective right now. You look at it, and it's happening so fast, and we're eliminating the target. Now you can't hit high, you can't hit low, you can't hit the middle, but now you can't do this. There's so many things that the NFL is doing to really they're trying to make the game safer, but at the same time, they're taking away from what makes football great, I believe. It's going to be challenging, especially when I think of like trying to run someone down from behind. How are you going to tackle that guy? How are you going to stop him? I just think it's going to be very, very difficult. I know when you're coming up on someone, they're in front of you, you got to hit them and you got to drive. I get that. Don't swing. But when you're coming from the side or coming from, you know, or more from behind, it's going to be very, very difficult.
Hokey, we appreciate you taking the time here. We're going to bring in Brian Gulish to give us an update on the meals donated. Really wanted to hear your voice today, and I appreciate you taking the time to call us. Thanks, man.
Love you, brothers. Take care. Talk soon.
We'll see you, my man. Be good.
When last we spoke to Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, we were well past 150,000. Brian, where are we?
I gave a really cool update about 10 minutes ago on one of your sister stations, Y108, and I said, wow, this is a cool number, 166,068. I'm like, that's one Mario and a Yarmer Yager. And I wish we could have done that on this show, which I just did. But now we are at 171,597 meals.
That is awesome.
Nice.
What's the goal here? As many as possible, I know, but do you have a numerical figure?
We did 351 last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think 350 is a good number to get to, aim to get that number, and then exceed it.
I think we're going to get 200,000 here very quickly.
I got a text on my phone from someone who said the movie talk we did was the best radio they've heard in a very long time. And I had another person text me and say, is this the hour to donate for a chance to sit in on a fan show? And I've said, you've got 3 minutes because it was last hour. And he donated $50. So
nice.
Good luck, Juice.
Good luck, man. Yeah, that was fun talking about movies. And Brian, I just wanted to thank you for coming in here and thank you for your time. And I can't think of a more important job that anybody has in this town than you do. And we really appreciate it.
I appreciate that. And there are more than 145 folks at the food bank who all work together to fulfill our mission, and thousands of volunteers in the community who make sure that we're able to ensure that all of our neighbors have the food they need to thrive. So thank you to you guys and everyone here, and we're going to continue this train rolling for the next 4 hours, and let's get to 350,000 meals.
Yes. I think every year we seem to have a good, really strong push at the end of the day.
So. Yeah, I think that's going to happen again. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be talking to you. Brian will be in, I think, at the 39 mark for the PM guys as well. And, man, we're hitting up on 200,000 meals. So we got to get to 350. That's the key today, Paul. And this has been, as it was with Ron, you know, it was always sort of an honor to get involved like this. It gets stressful because there's a lot to keep track of, but it's more than well worth it. And I think that it's amazing to me how people just step up, how generous they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, well, we had Tim Candido on, for instance, right? I think his story is a lot very similar, Joe. People that have grown up, you know, that didn't have much, or remember when they didn't have much.
Yeah.
Right? And they are able to, you know, the create a career for themselves or whatever. In his case, it's, you know, the Candido's Pizza, and they've done a great job. My point is, those are the profiles of people that usually want to give back and help. That's the biggest thing. It's like, hey, I remember when we needed help. I remember when we needed the food bank. I remember when, you know what I mean?
That's what Trey Essex said at the beginning of the show, and that's what we just heard from.
Right. Tim, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what the essence of all of this is about. I think at the end of the day, people always use phrases like community and, you know, all that other stuff. To me, that's the essence of a community. I have extra, so I'm going to help you out because I know you don't. And you have extra, and you're going to help this person out because you know they don't. And we all work together because there might be a time because, God, you know, by the grace of God, it could be, you know, a couple of months from now, one of us needs help, you know? So
that's the thing is, and I always tell my daughter this, you never, ever know. We're very lucky, but sometimes you get unlucky in life and you never know because life takes very, very unexpected turns.
Right.
Right.
And I think one of the things that sometimes happens is that I think sometimes people don't understand that many people who are down on their luck or, you know, struggling or whatever, they are because of circumstances that are probably beyond their control. Or, you know, I think there's this idea that, oh, well, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and do this, or, I mean, so many things happen where life sort of changes on a dime. And I don't think people realize that haven't been through it like that.
Sean, you've done an awesome job today. There was a lot going on back there, I know. And again, tons of people stepped up to help us.
How about
today.
Amy, by the way? Amy Mock has
Amy
been
Mock,
MVP
yes.
here.
Yes.
A lot of people. Jay Caulfield, Paul Steigerwald, again, Mark Garter from the Pirates, really helping set us up on this show today in a time of need. Just tremendous stuff, like tons of people pitching in to help make this go, right?
I thought Trey Essex was great. Glad that we were able to get him kind of last minute as well. And then we saw multiple guys with the Penguins and talking about all the work that they've done when they were players and now what the current group of Penguins are doing. So really good stuff. And you hear Hokie and you love hearing him because, you know, he's been in the area. A lot of these guys, they could go back to, you know, a fancy high class city if they wanted to after their careers, but they choose to stay in Pittsburgh. And
yes.
I think
that is an interesting
stuff
thing,
like
isn't
this
it?
Is a big reason why
it is interesting that but I think, like you said, you come here and you become part of this community. You know, it sort of grips you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm always surprised at how many. I saw Jason Grilly a couple weeks ago. He didn't see me, but I saw him up at Ron's hangout in the North Hills. Tons of guys stay here.
I saw him last summer somewhere. Oh, in Bloomfield I saw him. You know, I think the biggest thing is it's a great community.
McCutcheon always kept a place
here. It's a great place to raise kids.
Aaron Smith coaches a high school basketball team here.
Right. Mario.
It's a great place to raise a family. That's the other part about it. So, you know, people, all these guys want to stay here for good reason. But I just think it's, you know, it's just one of those things that on a day like today, you know, we pause and sort of take some time to remember that not everybody is doing well. Not everybody, you know what I mean, is thriving. And it's up to us to do our best to try and help. And any way we can help is, I mean, Brian Gulish, you know, think about all the work he does. Think about, you know, I can think about when during the pandemic, when he was, you know, basically he was at the food distribution centers handing out boxes and bags of food to people. You know what I mean? To me, that's sort of the essence of being a good neighbor. So, interesting thing for you, Joe. I know, you know, we're finishing up here and we're talking about, you know, feed the need, and we want people to continue to donate and all that other stuff. But did you happen to see this little note that a candidate has emerged at Louisville?
Oh, yeah. Who?
New Mexico coach Richard Pitino. How about that?
That's interesting. And what about what's going to happen at Duquesne, do you think?
Drew Joyce, John Rothstein reported, barring unforeseen, you know, basically what we do in this business when we want to report on something we know is going to happen, but isn't official yet.
Yeah.
You know, John Rothstein did the old barring unforeseen circumstances. Drew Joyce is going to be the next guy.
I think that's pretty much the only, I think it's a great choice, and I think it would be the only choice if it happens, right?
Yes. And for a lot of reasons. Not just, here's the thing, obviously the LeBron James part of it or whatever is, you know, intriguing. But the biggest thing is, he's been here with Keith Danbrot since 2022. He's helped build this team and this program. And here's the thing, Joe, it's a unique, tough place to win. You bring in someone from the outside, they all think they're going to come in here and do things differently. I think having a guy that's on ground, already on the ground floor and already understands the challenges and has been there for 3 years, I think that is a huge head start to making sure that, you know, moments like we had last week with Duquesne aren't rare.
Yeah, I think that they can keep this up. I really do. Get a couple guys back and keep going. Anyway, we want to keep going on the air today and get over 200,000, eventually 300,000 meals. It's always, as I said, an honor. And it's always just eye-opening to know how many people are willing to step up. And it's happening again. The Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, all the work they do and all the work you do to help them. Text NEED to 50155. Call 412-663-5664. And the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center, 937thefan.com. Those are all your ways to get involved. Remember, any way that you can get involved is really welcome. $1 equals 3 meals. Paul, great job today. Seth, great job today. You did wonderful work. Everybody who chipped in to help us, we really appreciate it. And Pony and Muller will keep the show going, as they say, coming up here. And Paul, I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, I'll be back.
We'll be talking about the Jake Guentzel return tonight.
Yes.
Does it seem appropriate already to have a video tribute? He left 5 seconds ago. He was just here. Feels like he's still on the team.
Yes, I'm assuming they're going to have one, right? They're going to have a big video tribute.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, you have to. I mean, he's a Stanley Cup legend in some ways.
And you know what tomorrow is also, we'll have to talk about tomorrow? It's one day before opening day.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. the Fighting Bailey Falters.
The Fighting Bailey Falters.
What are they doing? I don't even want to get into it at the end of this show. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.